You're listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Welcome back to another edition, ladies and gentlemen, of the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Yours truly, Eddie Gruder, third host of this NASCAR Podcast, folks, which is obviously, well, still not sponsored yet, but this is all about the latest and what's going on in all three divisions in all of NASCAR. Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, three big divisions, and all the motorsports coming to you, recording on this Thursday night, December 15th, 2022. This will not be out. This will not come out until Saturday night, around there, somewhere in that area somewhere, so be out, look out for that. And I snuck in two episodes last week of this podcast. Not full episodes, just a little bit of content for you guys as well, because I've been on the other side of kind of AWOL a little bit there, so figure out why not throw out a couple, some new, smaller content stuff there as well, so definitely check that out for your listening pleasures as well. And of course, you can go back through this year's season of the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 on the archives page as well, so you missed out any full episodes this year of this podcast. Make sure you check it out wherever your favorite podcast provider is, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, you know what to do, NASCAR Nation out there as well. So definitely check that out. We are scheduled, well, actually, tomorrow, we finally get together with my reoccurring special guest here, record the second to last episode of 2022, and then, of course, it will not be EG3 award show. It will just be what I did last year, my 10 favorite races, cup races. I'm not doing Xfinity or truck series this time around. I'm just doing cup series only. My 10 favorite cup races of the year to close out the 2022 year here at the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And I believe I'm going to have that set out to be out the day after Christmas. I believe that will come out right there as well, so definitely coming to an end on that, and things are leaning towards doing another year of NASCAR podcast for the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. So yep, going to be doing that, and of course, while we wait on a new calendar year and wait on the Clash, which is going to be here before you know it, here the preseason event, which was a hit last year, the LA Clash of 2022, which will be again is entering its second year out there in the good old Coliseum out in California out there. I'll be sticking in some report cards from the Cup teams, Cup Series focused, leading up probably to that as well. And of course, if any breaking news, like today just happened, I will hop on and give my takes as well. So yes, I've been a little AWOL on this podcast, but if you missed out on those two little episodes that I recorded last week, please go download and check them out. As well, make sure you tell your friends about the other racing podcasts in all NASCAR as well. So definitely don't forget about us now. We're going to be back up and running before you know it here on the show. But I hop on here for a few minutes here to chat Haley Deegan. It was a made announcement earlier this afternoon. Haley Deegan, she actually tweeted this out before this announcement was made. Well, stay tuned for a big announcement. Well, the big announcement today, she joins the famous Thor Sport Racing truck team this upcoming year in 2023. Of course, Christian Eckes, of course, signed with another team a month or so ago here. Let me see if I can pull that. Yeah, he signed, Christian Eckes signed with the McNally Higman 19 truck a few months ago there as well. So she takes his place, and she will drive the 13 truck, which previously was driven by Johnny Sauter back in the day. So just obviously, Sauter out, Deegan in, Crafton still in the 88. Majeski coming off of a big championship run himself there, falling short of the championship, but made a championship four run this past year. And Ben Rhodes, who almost made it back-to-back championships in the Cat Craftsman Truck Series previously. I should probably refresh people with this more. Crank the Camping World Truck Series, now known as Back to the Old School Days, baby, where I really love the Truck Series, was with the old, now current sponsor, Craftsman Truck Series. So Rhodes returning there as well. Now, Deegan, and on top of that, the Deegan news, Thor Sport changing manufacturers once again. It is, I believe, when they first were up, I believe they were in Chevys, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong on that. You can fact check me on that, but I might be wrong. And they switched over to Toyota. Or I might be wrong on that as well. But anyways, they were with Toyota for a while. They switched over to Chevy and now back over to Ford, where, of course, everything Ford alliances with Haley Deegan. You can connect the dots there as well. And, of course, I did see the video that Bob Pockers posted today with Haley Deegan and her co-owner there as well. She was with her as well. I can't remember her name at a moment of time. But the goal for that team, obviously, this organization is, it has won, obviously won championships in the past. We saw it. Well, unfortunately, not this year for him, but last year, Ben Rhodes came up short this year. This is a championship contending organization, and Haley Deegan has not yet to win a race yet in the Truck Series this year. And last year, I had it pulled, the stats pulled up here. And only last year, she ran full time, obviously. She finished 21st in this year's standings. In made all 23 starts. No top fives. Two top tens this year for Haley Deegan. And Thor Sport looking to change that stat in 2023. Look, we saw some improvements here with Haley Deegan. Look, I didn't watch as many truck races this year, so I can't really come. But all I can see I saw half the truck races this year. Didn't see all the truck races this year, unfortunately, with the busy schedules and whatnot. But, of course, Haley Deegan, this is a monumental task. And not only that, Thor Sport changing it right back to Ford. So another adjustment period here for this organization. This is a third manufacturer change in what, the last 6 years, 7 years? I mean, I might not be wrong on that, but this is another manufacturer change for this organization. So you gotta wonder, what's the motive behind that? I mean, they won pretty much everything you want. You won championships with that. So I my mind is kind of spinning on that. You're just getting adjusted with this manufacturer. Now you're changing it back out, and this is not the only organization in the Truck Series that's changing manufacturers. Kyle Busch Motorsports also changing manufacturers from Toyota to Chevy, because Kyle Busch now in Chevys with his new team in the Cup Series with Richard Childress Racing. I mentioned that in last week's podcast, right? So it is kind of mind-boggling to me there that with this organization, Thor Sport, and particularly continuing to change manufacturers and kind of messing up the drivers there a little bit. Now, I know Ty Majeski really got his feet underneath him in the second half of the year. He really came on strong. I've said this on multiple episodes of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 this year, right? I really liked him. He really came on, and it showed. He won a couple of races in the playoffs, and he made that run all the way to the championship four, where he unfortunately came up short. They're there. So now Majestic's going to have to get adjusted to a new manufacturer in Ford there. And Haley Deegan, this is right up Haley Deegan's wheelhouse here. Now, Haley Deegan, I believe, in this one car. Yes, it was Ford. Okay, yeah, okay. I wanted to make sure that I was right on that. Okay, so I thought it was Chevy for a minute. But, of course, Haley Deegan has ties with Ford. And at one point, Haley Deegan was tied with Toyota, too, if I'm mistaken on that. Again, don't quote me on that, but I think that's right, because I don't think it was Chevrolet. I think it was Toyota for sure there as well. So Toyota has lost some marquee drivers over the past couple years. Obviously, the latest one being high-profile Kyle Busch. Now over with Richard Childress Racing with Chevrolet, he teamed up with Austin Dillon. That's a little odd couple there for you. Again, a lot more. We're going to have a lot more discussion on that in the upcoming episodes in 2023, leading all the way up to the Clash and, of course, the Daytona 500 coming up in February. Again, all this is going to be here before we know, because obviously with the NASCAR season ending a little bit shorter than normal, We're just going to be here before you know it. So get ready, folks. But yeah, it's just mind-boggling there what they're trying to do. It's hard. But when you have a veteran in Matt Crafton now and Ben Rhodes returning, obviously, in that ride. You know, have the crew chiefs lined up here as well here. If I can pull it up. I know Joe Shear Jr., this was tweeted by Bob Pockrass, who stays on top of everything, obviously, for good reason. Of course, okay, so Matt Crafton, I did not know he changed crew chiefs. this is how bad it is when you're out of the loop in the truck series. But Matt Crafton, apparently Shane Wilson will stay with Matt Crafton. Apparently Shane Wilson was a crew chief this past year for Matt Crafton. Joe Shear Jr. Remains with Ty Majeski. That combination really hit it off. Again, as I mentioned a few moments ago, made that ridiculous run in the second half of the season, which ended up making a championship four appearance. And Ben Rhodes switches crew chiefs with Haley Deegan. Haley Deegan now has Ben Rhodes' old crew chief with, I never heard of this name before, Rich Luscious. I might have heard this, it's a racist, but I don't pay attention. Now, often in Gerard Prince now teams up with Ben Rhodes in that ride as well. So, a lot of shaking and baking here as well. So, and of course, again, Bob Pockrass met with Mark Rushbrook, who is the director of Global Director for Ford Performance there as well. And of course, like I'm speculating, he comments on it as well, saying, quote, there's a lot of speculation out there, but nothing that we're going to comment on right now. That was early on. I'm recording this, folks, again on Thursday, the 15th of December, 2022 here, and this will be out on Saturday night there as well. So again, I'll assume between now and then nothing will change on that. But again, another manufacturer change, and but you get a high-profile driver in Haley Deegan here. And again, Haley Deegan sets her goals high. Again, we should all know this by now. And she really sets them high. And that the expectations, you're going to a championship-winning organization now. They'll be really up to snuff now. Obviously, you're in the 13 truck where, of course, Johnny Sauter has won championships in that ride, in that truck. And you're going to be expected to be in the top 10 now. Top 10, not in the back of the field, not in the mid-pack. You're going to be expected to be in the top dozen, top 10. These trucks can compete, obviously, up there with the KBMs of the world and several other organizations in the truck series as well. So the expectations just ratchet up a notch, again, for Haley Deegan. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, obviously, now, and I'm interested to see. Now, obviously, I haven't not listened to the Christmas episode of DBC, Door by McClure. I'm going to save that for the Christmas weekend or next weekend there as well. So, I don't know what TJ Majors is going to stay with her or not. I don't know. I'm probably know more after that podcast's over with, after I get listened to it. It's already out. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to save that for the weekend of next weekend and get to listen to that and see what's up with all the guys there and what they're up to there as well. But yeah, I don't know at this very moment of time there. But yeah, huge expectations here, I believe, because you just can't ride in the back. Obviously, you got championship equipment, you got good crew chiefs there, you got veteran leaders, veteran drivers around you that are going to help you out in the right way. And Haley obviously expects more of herself. So this move here is a good move. It's a really good move for her. Obviously, everything aligns with her for Ford obligations and whatnot still with a much more higher up. And again, last year or the last 2 years, she's been with David Gillen Racing in that one truck. So that seat is vacant as well moving forward there as well. But yeah, I'm definitely intrigued with this move here. But hey, it's nothing that I ain't seen before. And now with the expectations, your expectations move with the organization moves, and the Ford obligations now with this team changed over from Toyota to Ford. I think they were a Chevy too. I'm going to go check that now, actually, while I have that tab out here to get my facts straight here. Yeah, they were a Toyota. And at one point, they were a Chevrolet, I think, too. But they've been back and forth with this team. And considering the fact that a Ford won a championship with Zane Smith, and Zane Smith's going to be back. Yeah, he's supposed to be back next year in Truck Series as well. So he's going to be defending that title next year as well. But you're going to be going up against... they're going to be no John Nemechek next year. John Nemechek is going to the full ride in JCR. I mentioned that. It's an episode on that, actually. So I'm not going to mention more on that. So check that out as well. Chandler Smith, I believe, is going to the Xfinity Series as well with Colleague Racing next year as well. I mentioned last week Carson Horsevar being back in the Craftsman Truck Series next year as well. Yeah, some of these same guys will be back next year, though, as well. I'm interested to see how the full Truck Series field shakes out, see who's back or not. But we know Crafton's back, Majeski's back, Rhodes back, and Haley Deegan's back. Haley Deegan now moves over from DGR to Thor Sport. The biggest news of the day in NASCAR there as well. So we'll see if she can achieve her goals. I know she's been well short of that, but there's gonna be a lot of expectations to run in the top 10. I mean, there's just no getting around that for sure. So you've been in the series now for a couple years now, and from my pit box, I think there's no excuses there as well. And maybe the manufacturer change might throw a change up in that. We'll have to see. But again, they got some smart people over there in that organization, so there's no reason why. I think all those truck drivers won last year. I think. Maybe for the exception of Crafton, I don't know. You know what? Let's find that, actually. I don't think Crafton won a race last year. Crafton, who finished 8th, 9th in the standings, yep, he did not. Okay, confirms my suspicion. He did not win a race last year. Matt Crafton, 2 top 5s, 12 top 10s there. Christian Eckes, wow. Christian Eckes, he did win a race last year over here for Thor Sport Racing. Damn. 8 top 5s, 15 top 10s for him there. I know Ben Rhodes won a race. He won that dirt at the Bristol Dirt Race last year, which was the only win of the year. 8 top 5s, 13 top 10s. Ty Majeski leading the Thor Sport group there with wins with 2 in the postseason. 10 top 5s, 15 top 10s. To go along with 3 stage wins there as well. So there you have it there, folks. So, yeah, I thought everybody won last year. Apparently not. I'm thinking back a year before this past year there. But, yeah, there's going to be an expectation there to win races, for sure. And Haley's going to be counted on that as well. She's yet to win the Truck Series. She's yet to win in NASCAR, well, at least for right now. Because I know she made a debut last year in the Xfinity Series. She's yet to win in NASCAR's highest level of levels. So, it's definitely there. And she's going to be expected to perform. There's just no way around that. This is not DGR. This is not some low-level organization. This is a championship organization, championship-winning organization, I should probably call that as well. And they're going to have to compete with the Front Row Motorsport of Zane Smith, Kyle Busch Motorsports, Stuart Friesen, who's should be back in the Craftsman Truck Series as well. Carson Hosevar being oh so close multiple times late this past year of winning his first race as well. So there's a lot on the line going in 2023 in the Craftsman Truck Series there as well. So I wanted to reference that as well. So a lot more, I'm sure, coming up with my special guest here, which I'll record that on Friday night. And that will be out either on Monday. I'm probably going to have that out on Monday, actually. Me and my special guest, my recurring special guest on the show, which I've been kicking that can so many times down here. It's going to finally get done tomorrow night. It's going to be out on Monday. So we're going to stick with that Monday theme. So you're going to get back-to-back episodes of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 on consecutive weeks. So this particular episode with Haley Deegan, or not with Haley Deegan, the news on Haley Deegan going to Thor Sport will come out on Saturday evening there as well. Eddie Greer, EG3, the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 continues on. I have not said anything since the Jimmy Johnson news came out when the checkered flag waved. This news actually came out before the Championship 4 race there. Jimmy Johnson a part co-owner now for Petty GMS, and a lot of change has been happening over there lately, and that's going to be an episode all by itself. I'm hoping to do an episode all by itself there as well. Rasha Carruth over there now, which I'm excited about. Jimmy Johnson is going to run several races in 2023, including the upcoming Daytona 500 as well. This is big for that organization. That name, the seven-time champion, cup champion, Jimmy Johnson. That's huge for that organization. Noah Gregson over there. So a lot of move in a rising, I wouldn't say a rising star, but a veteran looking to resurrect his career, Erik Jones. We saw Erik Jones win a race in the playoffs last year. He didn't make the playoffs last year, but made the playoffs. Well, he didn't make the playoffs, but made some news, made some shake and bake at Darlington. So this organization's on a way up here. In my eyes here, with the addition of Jimmy Johnson, I put this in the category of Thor Sport. Now, again, Richard Petty, same thing, like Jimmy Johnson, seven-time champion. You have a pair of sevens, a pair of seven-time cup champions who know what they're doing over there. So, again, with the new layout of this car that we have now seen for a full year, and the possible possible tweaks that these organizations in the Cup season are going to make in the offseason, which are part of now, I'm interested to see this, because are we going to have a repeat of this year seeing multiple winners, fresh faces, win races, or we're going to see the powerhouses, the Joe Gibbs Racings, the Penske's of the world here, the Stuart Haas's trying to come around, as well when a bunch of races, the Hendrick Motorsports almost left them out. But yeah, are we going to see the mega organizations take control, or are we going to continue to see this trend of the smaller organizations like a Petty GMS, Colleague Racing getting AJ Allmendinger full-time in the Cup Series? There's a lot of hanging fruit out there. This is going to be humongous year coming up for the Cup Series. You got all these moving parts and some new faces in new places, but some old staying where they are. Allmendinger getting the full-time nod for Colleague Racing. All that organization that he's done, all the time that he spent over there, all that he's given to the organization, it's been something to watch. I've said that multiple times on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3, about that. Petty GMS, what are you going to do now? They made a switch over. Ty Dillon getting it done. They make a move to the high brash kid, Noah Gregson, over there with a lot of confidence, right? He now is paired up with Erik Jones. I think that's a great pairing over there. And now you add another seven-time champion over there in the person of Jimmy Johnson. He is going to be value to that team. And, of course, yeah, he's part owner now. Yeah, so he claims a little stake in that action. Seeing Brad Keselowski in that state with Roush Fenway Race. That's the first mistake. Say that Roush Keselowski Racing. There you go. Yeah, you can tell it's been a minute since I said that. But yeah, Keselowski, that team, Chris Buescher, we ain't racing the playoffs. He didn't make the playoffs this year. I think there's gonna be a lot of pressure on these other young cats to win races. And again, we saw this year with Truex not winning a race, not making the playoffs. Blaney made the playoffs, but he didn't win a race this year. So you're gonna see one or two big names. If that trend continues, what we saw all year in 2022, we're gonna see another big name or two not make the close season. I will not be surprised at that. And hopefully it's not MTJ this in 2023, it's somebody else. that was really frustrating, but yeah, see, so we'll see who makes the right adjustments coming out of here. And now you have a full year under the belt with this new generational car that you just raced with all year long from February to November, and see who makes the right adjustments here for sure. But yeah, getting Jimmy Johnson over there, that last was made a day before the Championship 4 race in Phoenix, and I haven't had any time to share my thoughts on that since that announcement was officially made there as well. Jimmy Johnson's going to run several races. He's going to pull a Dale Earnhardt Jr. and run a couple of races in the Cup Series. So this is really, really interesting here. So Jimmy Johnson, you can say he is somewhat part-time now. He's not fully retired, but part-time. But he's full retired for full-time. We're not going to see him do that. We see him win enough races, enough championships. You know, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer for damn sure there as well. So having a presence like that and that presence, not one, but two seven-time Cup champions, you got to do something with that. So Erik Jones having a lot of momentum coming from the back end of this year into next year, and you're getting a guy, Noah Gregson, who's raced a lot in the Cup Series this year for that third entry for Collier Racing this year, and he showed a lot of muscle this year. So, and Rasha Cruz, again, a lot more on that. A lot more on my thoughts on that because I'm excited about that. Rasha Cruz getting a nod, full-time Truck Series ride. So there's another name. There is another name that I did not mention that Haley Deegan is going to have to be going up against there as well. So a lot to look forward to in that Craig Craftsman Truck Series for sure in 2023. And we'll see what happens with Petty GMS. Well, a lot more ahead on this podcast for sure. That's going to do it for right now on this edition of the podcast. Remember, you like what you hear on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. And good like what you're hearing. Make sure you tell a friend about this podcast again, folks. We're gonna have two more episodes. I've been saying that for past month on this show, and I've been kicking the can right down the road, folks. But it's finally gonna get done. Be on my special guest tomorrow, and then of course you have that podcast will be out next Monday night, and of course the season finale of season 7 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. My favorite 10 races, Cup races of 2022 will be out at right after Christmas as well. So make sure you get that out of those on your calendar. Tell your friends, tell your racing buddies about this podcast. That's going to do it for right now on this edition. Again, Haley Deegan making the move over from DGR, David Gillon Racing now, over to the big time to the ThorSport Racing Team, and ThorSport gaining another manufacturer, making another manufacturer change ahead of 2023. Another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast in the books. Eddie Greer III. Appreciate you. Make sure you spread the word. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of 3Wide Podcast.
Talk to you next time, going 3Wide.